Shaquan and NSK on 102.9. Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
It is 8:47 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. This is where it all comes together, the NSK and Shaquan. If you just missed it, we had a conversation with Abudi David Bishop that is officially retiring from the broadcast world. He's not going to another radio station, another media company, none of that.
Yeah.
He's going to run his own business and adventure that has been on his heart for years. And we wish him all the best. For now, though, we need to have a conversation about an app, a service provider that we all dearly love. It's a service provider that makes life so much easy, especially for me and for Shaquan and I, who have to be here exceptionally early in the morning. me having to be carless and Shaquan still needing to get her first keys. Yengo is... It's way to end right now, isn't it, Shaquan?
Where's my plug? Every day.
We've got the country manager of Yengo in the studio, CJ Dumeni. With us. CJ, my good sir, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Ah, of course, man. It's good to have you here as well. I think it's a conversation that's been a long time coming, isn't it, Shaquan?
Yeah, no, really, because... Yeah, Yengo is finishing my money, man.
in a good way.
I mean, in a good way, yeah.
In a good way.
Finishing my money.
Listen, man, CJ. Listen, I've been dying to ask you this question, and I'm asking you this also from a perspective of a user, someone that utilizes Yengo on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Literally throughout the month, my guy.
Mm.
I promise you. why does Yengo use taxis as part of their fleet? Maybe make us understand this, because I mean I have serious issues with taxis being part of the fleet. Maybe
Same.
Make us understand.
Yeah.
Oh, great! Such a great question. First, I think you need to understand what Yengo is, right?
Mm. Okay.
So Yengo is a digital platform.
Mm-hmm.
We operate something similar to where an Airbnb or a Booking.com would work. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we allow a user to be able to book a ride. From a safe and affordable ride with people already in the transportation space.
Mm.
So we're a digital platform. So we allow our partners to be able to sign up drivers and register drivers that are in the transportation space. So we're like an add-on. We're a value add to the transportation industry. So it's important to have the taxis on there, right? So we provide a service that allows them to get additional income, allow them to have access to better customers. So we really like servicing the industry from a technology perspective. That's our main goal, to be able to bring technology so we can add transparency and a bit of accountability and things like that in order to help grow the taxi industry. So yes, we are definitely allow taxis to be on the platform, but we do actually separate them. So I'm sure it's something that we'll talk about later on, but we allow the taxis to be on economy, which is just you trying to get somewhere in the cheapest way possible, right? And booking a private ride, whether it's a taxi or not, you just want to get there. But on comfort we don't allow any taxis to be on there. It's only private vehicles.
That's good to know. That's good to know. I mean, because I say this because sometimes, you know, with the taxis, let's say for instance like Old Power Station, they're not necessarily allowed to come into the courtyard.
Precisely.
You know what I mean? Now you find yourself in predicaments like that where at 4 a.m. you get dropped outside. Because it's a taxi, they're not allowed to. They're not allowed inside. Which brings me to my next question. Do drivers get customer service training, especially when it comes to taxis? Taxis have a certain way of going about things. I'm sorry, man. I'm sticking on the taxi thing. they have a certain way of going about their business. It's not necessarily that or the standard of a private run business.
I get what you're saying.
Do you understand? So is there some effort from Yengo that says, look, listen, guys, this is how you need to treat customers?
Yeah, 100%. Everyone that has access to our platform has gone through driver's training. We teach them how to speak to customers.
How does the training work?
The training works is, so we have local partners. So just to give you context, so we don't, as Yengo, we don't own any vehicles. We don't have any drivers, per se. We partner with local transportation companies. Let's say Shaquan shuttles and tours services.
Yeah.
She owns a bunch of taxis.
Yeah.
She has a lot of private vehicles under her fleet. We partner with Shaquan, and then we allow her drivers to have access to our platform. Okay. So once that happens, then we train the partners to know how to use the platform, how to train their drivers so that they have all the necessary information how to do it. But we know change takes long, you know. It takes time to change a culture, it takes time to change patterns of behavior, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with a platform like Yango, it's our best chance. The reason why it's our best chance is because we have feedback, okay? So if a driver treats a customer badly in any type of way, there's a feedback loop. The customer can report the driver, can rate the driver, and the driver's behavior has to change for him to get more orders or for him to have, keep having access onto the platform.
How I rate the driver, is he alerted on site?
He's not alerted, but our system picks it up.
Oh, because sometimes I get scared.
No, you shouldn't.
Because like, it does say that, okay, if you like rate the person like one star, for example, that they're not going to be sent to you again, whatever it is. But sometimes I'm like, I got to do this like, when I'm out of the car.
No, you shouldn't be scared, because we manage it on our side. We are like the mediator, right? Because sometimes it can be complicated having a relationship with a driver. You know, it's a business. So you need someone in the middle to be able to take care of both parties. You know? So in that sense, as a user, it's very important to get feedback, because that's what regulates the industry. That's what helps the drivers keep them accountable, right? That's what helps the drivers understand that your behavior matters, how you treat customers matters.
Come on, yeah.
And before, there was no way of doing that.
You know,
if you took a taxi and the driver could treat you in any way, he was still going to pick up more customers on the way, no matter what. You know. So that's why this technology is super, super important. It plays a really big role in establishing transparency and accountability, and that's what we need in the transportation space.
I mean, let me tell you right now. There's no doubt that we prefer Yango. You know what I mean? It's perhaps just to iron out of this this small nitty gritties. The question of discounts. You know, we both had situations where drivers get annoyed, literally, and they would express it to us as customers.
I had a driver who nagged me about my discount from my place.
The whole way, right?
The whole way.
You see. So our discounts,
I'm like, I don't know what
to do. You know what I mean? Like, okay, like the discount is there. What must I do, dog? And I just want a peaceful ride to wherever I'm going. Are discounts communicated to drivers? Or how does that work?
So I'll give you an example. We always have those kids in class who don't listen, right? So
okay.
The teacher provides all the information, and we communicate to the drivers multiple times on multiple occasions that they're not taking the pinch for the discount. We're paying for it. So what?
Oh,
yeah. No, the discount is not applied to the driver. We as the company pay for it. It's part of our marketing costs. So we want you as users to have a great experience. So part of our marketing costs, we will extend that difference of a discount to the driver.
But then why are they mad?
Why are they mad, my guy?
They don't listen in class.
Okay.
Right, they don't listen. They're sitting at the back, Nick.
But
the back of the class.
The back of the class.
But we need to understand that this is a very new platform. It is a very new industry. We've been in the market for 1 year. 1 year.
So only?
Only 1 year. We started February last year.
Snap!
And can you imagine the amount of change we've brought in 1 year?
So yes.
You need to understand that the change is going to come, and the drivers are going to get better. They're going to be able to understand it better. It's just a matter of time, you know? And if you have a situation with the driver that doesn't understand the discounts or whatever, like I said, please contact support, rate the driver, provide feedback. It's the only way that we're able to help the drivers understand and change their behavior and influence their behavior in some regard, because that feedback loop is what we use to put measures in place, you know? Right. But yes, we communicate all the discounts to drivers. We are the ones who pay for it because we want them to get more customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want them to make more money, get more customers. And if we can give discounts to users, users will use the platform even more.
It is 8:56 on Namibia's Art and Soul. You're more than welcome to send us a voice note if you have a question that's for CJ Dumeni, the country manager of Yango. We're still having the conversation and we will continue with it. Right after 9. Stick around, don't go anywhere. We've got the news lined up.
From the heart of lamb country, Heartleaf brings you a taste.
Work will always be remembered with gratitude and respect.
It's 9:02 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Sheikh Kwan, your favorite in the whole wide world, is in the studio.
Bo,
oh, yeah! My bad. With us, we also have CJ Dumene in studio. Yeah. He's the country manager for a service that we all highly depend on it, which is Yengo. Mm. CJ, thank you once again for making some time for us this morning and to answer all the burning questions.
No problem.
Let's talk about the criteria or comfort itself, the comfort category. You mentioned that with comfort, definitely no taxes there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the criteria with recruiting comfort vehicles? How does it work? Because the one time I was picked up in a Toyota Tez for comfort. Mm-hmm. So
we're the small.
You know, so I'm like, ow, Yengo.
But you know what's coming to mind now?
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture me, this poor woman.
In like a Tez Iggy, bruh. And I remember very well, nah.
Yeah.
I was hosting the EIF. Stakeholders engagement what last year, and here I am, bruh, with a whole outfit, you know, and like a baggy for a secondary outfit, and me and my katesiki. But anyhow, talk to us about the recruitment of these vehicles, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me give you some context, so yeah, you can understand what comfort was created to do.
Okay.
And the main thing comfort was created to do was ever give you the option to get a private car.
Okay.
Yeah. So comfort is not our black or our luxury version of the service. It's purely just allowing you to be able to be transported anywhere in the city without any issues, because we know taxis have limited access. Mm. Right. Mm. They can't drop you Totti Hayes if you live in a complex or anything like that. Mm. And you have to, let's say you're carrying shopping bags,
that makes
and you
it have very to get
exactly makes it very uncomfortable. So it's not our big saving grace. It's really just eco. Mm. It's really just eco, but with private vehicles allowing you to be able to enter into spaces that you wouldn't be able to with a normal taxi. Mm-hmm. Right. And okay. And yes, obviously we look at things like maybe the aircon has to be working, the car needs to be clean, you know, so those are the types of things that we look at for comfort.
Yeah.
But we still have other offerings that we're going to be bringing.
Yeah.
Comfort. Uh-huh. Plus, we have premium,
we
have business.
Yes.
So these are the types of things that the solution you're looking for. Comfort is really just like I said, it's really just a separation to to give users the option to choose a specific category of vehicle. But we're going to launch other products, which is other cars with much better quality.
Yeah.
With your business and premium.
When are they? Yeah.
Yes, the cars are inspected.
Okay.
If every single car goes through something we call photo check and inspection by the partner. And you have to meet a certain criteria. You have to be a certain year. It has to be meet all the criteria that's required, obviously, for it to be roadworthy.
Yeah.
But in general, we do monitor the cars to make sure that every car that's there is a reasonable ride, you know. And what we don't want to do is also increase the barriers of entry for people who are trying to make an extra income, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't want, the employment situation in Namibia is really, really bad. And what we need to do is, with technology, it creates access where there's a lack of infrastructure. And in this specific case, Yengo really helps so many people subsidize their income and also get an income where they had no other option before. So the entry can't be too high. But like I said, we've only been in the market for a year. So as we continue to expand, we'll introduce more products with better qualities where the entry might be a bit harder. You have to be maybe like a Volkswagen or a Mercedes or something like that for those specific categories. Yeah. But for now, we have to kind of grow inclusively. I think it's very important.
I mean
you are telling the truth when it comes to your economic contribution, because there are quite a number of drivers that would tell you, no bro, I'm on leave today, so I'm hustling, I'm putting in some work with this Yengo, or
I'm driving after five,
or I'm on, you know, maternity leave. So there are those conversations that really filter through. So that is exceptionally evident. I have to give Yengo that props. Talk to us about the driving style control feature.
So the driving style control feature is something that's revolutionary in the industry. Because the driver has a smartphone, we're able to monitor any harsh activities in the car. For example, we're able to monitor if the driver is speeding, if the driver is braking harshly, if he's taking corners in a particular way. And we can monitor the driver's driving style and then ping him notifications so he can understand what's happening. So the tech kind of works as a feedback loop. So if the driver is really speeding all the time or something like that, he will start to get notifications and be warned, like, look, you're driving too harshly. You need to slow down. You need to take corners a bit better. The car is vibrating way too much. You're swerving too much. So that's one of our innovative technologies that isn't in any other platform, and we're really proud about it.
How about in times when you're really in a rush?
When you're...
Because I did find myself in a couple of situations like that where I would tell the homies, yo, bruh, like... I'll give you an extra tiger. Look, help me out here.
Hey man, we have to obey the laws of the road, you know? We're here to provide safe and affordable transportation, so it's important to stay within the laws and make sure that the drivers drive according to the speed limit.
You know, someone recently tweeted that Yango needs to add, he asked me out, he wants the bargain. He been calling my phone, but I'm not in his car, you know? So has Yango taken steps in terms of just keeping especially the female passengers? Like for me personally, that's why I prefer Yango for safety, right? But have, or what other steps have you taken in terms of safety for your passengers?
You know, that's such a good observation because it really gives us an eye view of what the transportation industry is like in general. This is something that everyone struggles with. And I think not only in transportation, but in all other industries. I think as a woman, you're subject to these types of things in many cases anywhere you go, right? But so from our perspective, what we've done is to add a high level of accountability, right? So if you contact support and you say, for example, like you said, he won't call, he keeps calling me or he keeps doing this and so on and so on, we're able to take immediate action. So we have a team that works 24 hours, right, waiting for requests from requests and feedback from users to be able to take action on it. So if you you contact support, our team will be able to put it in the system, and this driver will either, number one, be receive a warning, be penalized and have restricted access to the platform, to say, okay, for the next 30 days you have no access until, because this incident happened, so you have to resolve the situations. After 30 days we can review and we can see what happens. Or also in the cases where the driver will not be assigned to you anymore, every time you request you won't find these things. So at least what we can do is provide accountability, right? So drivers are starting to understand that if I act a certain way, it affects my ability to earn.
And
that's the only way that you create safety, because that's how the law works as well. If I do something as a criminal or anything in that regard, the law will hold me accountable. That prevents me from doing it. It's very hard to prevent from the beginning, right? So you have to kind of create high levels of transparency and accountability, so that the drivers are in a state of understanding that every move I make is being watched. And if I do something, it will come back to me and it will affect my ability to earn. And that's why it's so important, like I told you, it's so important to give feedback. You have to give feedback about your experience with drivers, because it's the way we control the environment.
But are we going to add that option though? Because I mean, my girlfriend also had a situation like that where a guy was trying to ask her out now.
Yeah, so it's like I said,
you know that list of feedback options.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, look, we can add it, but I think the point is that there's availability for you to get feedback.
For also to type it. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
So for you to type and say exactly what happened, so that we are able to take action on it.
Of course.
And most people don't even know that we have support on the app. They think like they're alone, and that's why they ended up talking about it on Twitter, right? We have a button called support, and that's where you can contact us for anything. If the driver doesn't understand your discount, if the driver overcharged you, if the driver had someone else in the car, these are the types of things that drivers.
I'm not getting in that car. Shame.
That's good. That's how you should think about it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because what we are is we work on your behalf. We're helping you find a safe and affordable transportation home. Right, so if it doesn't meet your criteria, you're more than welcome to cancel. You're more than welcome to not get in the car and get it, request another one. You know, we're just the tech to help you do what you're trying to do in terms of getting home.
But just so that we're clear, they're not allowed to have someone else in the car.
They're not allowed to have anyone in the car. Okay. You're booking a private vehicle.
All right,
correct.
Unless as friends, we now book most per ride. Then we as friends, we get on.
Yes, you're allowed to be. Of course. three people in the car.
Okay.
Four people, depending on the vehicle.
Now, there's a one of my favorite drivers. He always services me at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Very strict color topi. The Nissan Machi.
The black one.
Yeah. So what he does is he once made it very clear to me, because I wanted to pay him while he was driving.
Mm.
And he scolded me and he said, no, please, I can't be accepting your money while I'm driving. I will only accept your cash when I'm stationed,
mm-hmm.
when I've actually reached that destination. And then we can go about the change and looking for the change and so on, because mm-hmm. I might easily get distracted and that will cause some, driving issues.
Yes.
Is that something that, Yango could look into to say, look, listen, passengers, you only pay when you get to the destination. Obviously, you have to communicate, I have $200, It's not human to communicate that. But is that something that perhaps we can think about?
Yeah, look, I think from a training perspective, we definitely tell all the drivers to accept the money at the end of the ride to avoid any type of complication.
Okay.
So that's part of our training policy. But it's very hard to tell customers specifically what to do, and unfortunately, we're not in the ride with them. Mm. But the best thing that we've done right now is introduce cashless, right? So you can now connect your card to the Yango app and you can pay directly with your card.
Okay.
There's no conversation around payment with the driver. Mm. There's no awkwardness around anything about when the money is given, or does he have change or not.
Mm.
It's done completely cashless. The money is deducted from your account. The driver receives it on his balance, and then we just proceed from there. So cashless is really the way to go.
Mm.
It provides a lot of transparency and security for us.
Mm. So, once I had a conversation with one of the drivers and he was talking about, I'm going to give you 5 stars.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, for what? And then it's like, no, I need to rate you as a passenger.
Yeah.
Why is there a need to be rated as a passenger?
Guys,
we're difficult people.
We're dealing with people. We are really dealing with people. And I've heard, to be honest, I've heard horror stories of what passengers have done to drivers' cars.
Customers,
what have done to... in the way they treat drivers, and someone is just trying to do their job, so we have to be able to control both sides of the interaction, and I think it's important for passengers also to be held accountable. We don't want passengers just going in the car, breaking things, and then giving the driver a bad rating for
eating in the car,
all those types of things. So I think
slamming the door.
I think it's important that we have a balance, because what's happening is, when you think about taking a Yango, think of it like a business transaction happening.
Mm.
Treat it that way. This man, whoever the driver is, a female driver, a male driver, this person is trying to conduct a service to you.
Mm.
So you would like to experience that service in a specific way, right? Like the way you were doing business. That's what we want to keep it, right?
Yeah.
So the platform's there to make sure that we can keep it as close to that as possible.
Mm. As of this morning, my rating is 4.99. What does that mean? Is that a high rating? Is that a low rating?
What do you check your rating?
It's just, checky. On the side.
Okay.
You see, like, if you go to the side.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. Okay, well, let me see mine.
Okay. let's see what's your rating.
No, but this was a new phone.
Okay.
But let me just see. Let me see how... What did you say?
That's what they all say.
No, but it really
I'm joking.
Okay, but what does that mean? What's the rating system? I'm at 4.99. What does that mean?
The rating system is from 1 to 5.
Oh.
So 4.99 is very good. You have a very high rating.
4.95.
Oh, nice. Wait.
You have very high rating.
I'm a passenger.
Yeah, you're good. Good. Very good passengers. Very good. And also from the driver's perspective. And we actually have a threshold for drivers.
Mm.
Drivers can't go below... I believe it's 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
If they go below 4.5, they start getting notifications from us and being told that they need to improve their service. They get they get less rides, they get so on. So they're really, really pushed to keep a very high rating.
Mm.
So every time you review a driver, trust me, it impacts the way we deal with them and the way we help them improve.
Yeah.
I recently read... earlier on we spoke about the taxis and that you basically were saying, look, you're not looking at taxis as your enemies. You need to supplement the transportation 100%. System. That's why you allow as Yango for taxis to be part of this revolutionary app. But it seems like they don't share the same harmony as you do, as Yango does. I say this because the Namibia Transport and Taxi Union, that's NTTU and NAFTA, Namibia Bus and Taxi Association, recently called for a ban on ride hailing services. I understand that's what you guys are, Yango, mm-hmm. and the rest of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are ride hailing services. First of all, why do you understand? Do you know about this? First of all, you know about this, that they are calling for a ban on Yango or on all ride hailing services.
So yeah, we've heard okay. that they've submitted some documents and looking for some information around ride hailing services and trying to understand them better, I guess.
Yeah.
But from our side, like as I said to you, we definitely are not competitors. You know, what we are is a digital platform, a supplementary platform to help them increase their earnings and have access to more customers. So, for example, it would be in the case of Hilton calling for a ban of Booking.com because as a competitor, but really they should understand that they can list their products and they can list their rooms on Booking.com to attract more customers
in
a specific way.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we've had conversations with NAFTA before and we've received very, very well.
So you've engaged NAFTA.
Yeah, we've received very well and we've told them that we're very open to work with them and see what we can do to help the average taxi in Windhoek have a better life, have better income, and not have to fight a taxi rank for customers. There has to be a better way to do this. And that's the kind of the message we're trying to get across. Mm. So we're very open to help, very open to have more conversations with them. Any way we can use our platform to better the country's transportation service, we're 100% committed to that.
What are the regulations that you're a party to?
Mm.
So we are party to Ministry of Information and Technology. So we operate as a digital service.
Okay. Yeah.
Correct.
Oh,
so
okay.
Anyone who's operating as a transportation vehicle obviously has to cater to the Ministry of Works of Transport, right?
Mm.
But we operate as a digital service.
Platform. Correct. Okay. So was it last year December, roundabout Amy's Day Club?
Yes, Amy's Day Club.
Where they announced
that
you know Yango is now at the coast and so forth. How has that been going? Fully operational at this point?
Yeah, so we did a soft launch in December. Uh-huh. The idea was that we knew that a lot of Windhoekers and drivers were going
flooding
that side.
To that side, yeah.
Exactly. So it made sense for us to have the solution available there, right? We looked at it, we opened the market that side, and so far it's been growing week on week.
Mm.
We haven't, I'll say we haven't focused so much on it, but it's my mission for Q2 to really grow that market. The appetite is really there. People are really excited to have the service, especially in Walvis Bay. I think Walvis Bay is more of a busy city, a busy town.
Mm.
People have a lot of tourists and people are there's industry happening there and they need these types of solutions to do that. So very excited about the coastal areas and especially this weekend now I know a lot of people are going. Mm. So we are available there. You can book a Yango there with these drivers and the platform works seamlessly that side as well.
But what about the rest of the country though?
That's a very good question. The one challenge that we have is the mapping in Namibia isn't the best. So
you see, thank you for saying that. I'm so sorry. I got into a long debate with my girlfriend, Shekwan. We were debating. Because I was saying, you can't necessarily say, oh, to drive to Tumeb will take you 2 hours. It doesn't work like that. You know what I mean? There are various factors and the mapping system also is not 100%. Mm. So to hear you say, I'm going to cut this clip, bro. And I'm going to send it to her.
So she can see.
So she can see us, I believe.
She can hear for herself.
It was a moment of vindication.
So the mapping in Namibia isn't the best. And we're looking to expand into other regions and other towns. But we just have to make sure that it will still be able to provide the same quality of service.
Because
the last thing you want is to order a ride and the driver is on the other side of town because the mapping and the GPS took it that side. So we're sorting out those nitty gritties. But like I said, we're a baby. We're 1 year old. We're 1 year old.
For some reason, I thought it was longer than that.
Me too. Me too.
Wow.
Yeah, we're 1 year old and we're going to continue growing. So excited to expand into other regions. And it's very important for us. Like we want to cater to the entire Namibian ecosystem.
Just in your final words, what is it that you want to say that's to to your clientele and perhaps also to your drivers?
Look, Namibia, I mean, in Nyango is the number one transportation app in Namibia for a reason. And I think it's because we work very closely with actual Namibians and local teams to carry out the service, you know. Every ride that you book is coming from a local Namibian company. Mm. It's not just a random person. It's coming from someone who's trying to make an income. And so you're literally supporting local companies, right? And these guys are actually looking for investors now. So, for example, you were talking about selling your car and looking at other investment opportunities.
Yeah.
I know people that are selling their Range Rovers, buying 3 cars and partnering with one of our partners to get the vehicles on the road. So we're growing really quickly.
My goodness.
And the more supply we have, the better, the more quality and so on. So I'm very excited for this year for Yango. Mm. And if you're looking for an investment opportunity, definitely contact one of our partners. It's a really, really good investment to look at. And yeah, really, really excited about what Yango is going to continue to do in Namibia.
Mm. CJ Dumeni, country manager of Yango, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it, my good sir. And we wish you all the best going forward. And Shikon and I will try to keep our high rating. and we will give the 5 stars where applicable, and we will reply and give feedback where applicable. So thank you so much for your time.
And make use of the support tab, which I did not know existed. Thank you.
You see.
I legit, as he was speaking, like, oh, it's here.
You know what I mean? One last thing. I told you this off air. I want to put this on record as well. Your interface is brilliant. I really appreciate your interface. Mm. It's not difficult to figure out. I hate stuff that are overcomplicated.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I appreciate that. Just the interface itself and so on. Also the different little specials. Easter, Christmas, what. It's really nice. It's really nice.
You're more welcome. All right. Thanks for having me.
9:23 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got Jada Case and Maya lined up. Usher's also on the playlist.
Are you a dreamer? An adventurer at home?
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.